Hi, everybody. It's Chris here from the Gallagate Shots YouTube channel. Just to let you know, as always, this podcast is now part of the 90 Minute Football Network and proudly sponsored by www.pt-4-u.co.uk. Enjoy the episode. Good evening, everybody, far and wide. We are back with another Newcastle United post-match patter on the Gallagate Shots YouTube channel. So, Decker, we have been inundated with this image right here. I'm apologising to everybody who is just listening to the audio back over. But this image has been everywhere on social media right now, Decker. So, this is the world of Newcastle United looking at you, mate. Say those beautiful words.
We're 1 year now.
Get in, mate. Honestly, have you ever? I'm going to go to the last 10 minutes of that football match. Have you ever been shitting yourself any more than that?
I can't remember in recent times. I can't. I mean, even you think of just a week ago, we were playing Watford and it was similar. We're 1-0 up with minutes to go. It didn't feel like that. I just thought I was absolutely sweating. I was drained. I felt like Fraser, to be honest with you. At the end of that game, I was just limping around. I was just absolutely a wreck. Like, what a result, man. What a win. Like, you know, we can talk about the performance for Trouble a little bit, but Christ, what a 3 points. What a 3 points that is for us, man.
Mate, that's I think what we're gonna focus on here, because as always on a Monday night, we do the All With Smiling Faces podcast. But I think just a very, very brief rundown and things as to what that means for us on the back of the result, which we saw last night for Norwich. Norwich picking up 3 points. And we'd done the spaces on Twitter, me and Mark, and then you jumped on for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we were all unbelievably nervous going into that game because of the other results that teams have been picking up, positive results, when we've been struggling to secure wins and obviously failing at the last hurdle. But, mate, today, I think there's a lot of players on that football field that were grafting their arse off until the final whistle. And it's something which we've needed to see for weeks upon weeks now, mate, and we got it there.
Yeah, definitely. I think something else that's important to remember, we lost some players as well during that game. I mean, Joe Linton came off early. I mean, he's a massive part of our midfield in terms of what he does. You've then lost your left back. You've then lost your captain, your centre-half. There's a lot of things in that game. You've then got Fraser having to play through an injury until the end because we had no subs left. Like, everyone was coming on, doing a job, grafting the tits off. I just didn't think we'd win the game, right? And also what I'd say is, I never thought we'd win and Leeds wouldn't score. That's something else I'll add. I definitely thought them would score a goal. So there's so many positives, I think, to take out of that. And you could see the reaction at the end of the game as well. Players were all hugging each other. Like, it was just amazing. Like, and we don't get these days very often. Do you know what I mean? And it feels more than just 3 points. It feels more than that.
And to be fair, mate, obviously, Joe Linton picks up an injury in the first half, and you're thinking, oh, Christ, that's our informed player getting taken off there, and we'll pick up another injury later on. And I think the players that stepped in, I thought Longstaff, when he came in, I thought he had a decent game. He was literally chasing every single ball down. I think it was mid-80th minute around about there, and they get a corner, and he's chasing that ball out and closing every single player down. And, mate, somebody else that I want to give a special mention to, another substitute that came on, was Mankio. Mm-hmm. He won everything, mate. Absolutely every little tackle. It was honestly night and day between what Dummett was doing in the first half than what Mankio was, because Mankio was taking no shit, and I thought he played outstanding at left back when he came on there.
I also think something that very briefly is he won the free kick for the goal. If I remember rightly, he bombed forward and done their player who grabbed him, unnecessarily really, but maybe he's thinking he's through on goal. But I totally agree, yes. He came on against a very, very talented Rafinha. He's a very good player, that lad. Had done it on toast, let's be quite honest. But as I think I said to Mark in the chat, was me thought was with Rafinha wanting to come inside, he'd be coming onto Mankio's stronger leg, stronger foot. So that may help. I thought he did absolutely brilliant. But I thought all of the subs did really well to come on in a game, which was obviously tough, a lot of pressure. I thought Longstaff played really well when he came on. He tried his best on the ball as well, which I like. He wasn't just rushing passes. He was taking his time on the ball and was trying to be composed. There is one player that I want to give a lot of credit to the day. I thought Shea was absolutely brilliant personally.
Yeah, I agree, mate.
The amount of blocks, headers, last-ditch tackles. He was absolutely brilliant. I thought he really was.
It looked like he was going to get subbed off as well in the opening minutes as well, mate, with that challenge. Looked like he was going off. And I thought another player, somebody who has came under some criticism, it is Dubravka. Dubravka pulls off that save in the first half. Fantastic save it is, mate. And we criticised him last week for giving the ball away too quickly. He was a complete opposite today, mate. He controlled that ball unbelievably well. A couple of times where he's kicking the ball out of touch, like he does. We're never going to take that away from him. That's never going to happen, mate. But I thought he controlled that ball really well just to run the minutes down, something which we very rarely do as a team. And he was absolutely perfect at that tonight.
Yeah, it was because that was one of the criticism last week, wasn't it? That, you know, maybe not doing that, maybe just sitting on the ball and trying to run the clock down. I also thought he took some really dangerous crosses. Like, I'm not saying necessarily, you know, in the dangerous area where I've seen Dubravka maybe punch them out or maybe drop them. He was absolutely solid today. But to go back to what you mentioned there about that save was incredible. I mean, that for me, that was a goal, I thought. And, you know, it is right. You ask probably any Leeds fan and them about to say, hey, listen, you know, we should have won that. We had more chances than you and stuff. But I still thought on the break towards the end, we really caused them trouble. Willock's chance right at the death was a great chance. It was well worked. If Fraser was injured,
had a chance, yeah.
Yeah, he had a great chance. He was hurt. Obviously, it was a lovely little move that to play Fraser in. So, you know, we had the odd opportunity here and there. But the one thing that I was pleased with, well, I was massively pleased with the result, I thought that were matched their intensity for long periods of the game. I thought Leeds would just run more off the park, and I didn't really feel that way. I was nervous, but they certainly didn't outrun me. That's what I'm trying to say.
For a game that only had one goal in it, that was an unbelievable game for a neutral to be watching because it was end-to-end stuff, and the amount of times the commentators were mentioning the fact that it's just an absolute fantastic game to witness because they were on the break. I swear to God, like, we were saying in our WhatsApp group, in the Gallagher Shots WhatsApp group, that we all felt exhausted watching that match because it was full of emotion as well. Obviously, as Newcastle United fans, all that we wanted for God knows how long is 3 points. And 3 points going into this part of the season where we've got a two-week break coming up and you've got the final week in the transfer window. That can only be a good thing for us, attracting players now. I know we're not out of the relegation zone. We're not.
No.
But we've got a game in hand on Norwich, and Burnley got 20 games in hand on everybody else. I think now, if you don't pick up 3 points there, you're gonna struggle a lot to bring players in of a higher quality. Hopefully now, you might open that door a little bit further for them.
Yes, I think so. The other thing I want to just quickly mention, sort of on the back of that, is going into the Watford and Leeds game. Well, I'll ask you now. I don't know if I did. I probably did. Would you have been happy with 4 points between them from them two games?
Yeah, and mate, you would. You wouldn't want to be. You wouldn't want to lose any of them.
No, we've done it the other way around. I mean, I thought we would have beat Watford at home and maybe drew Leeds away. So, you know, all of a sudden that point isn't as bad because we followed it up with a win. So it's a good 4 points, and we haven't lost either of the games. So I kind of like felt like that after the game. I was thinking that I would have took 4 points and we've getting them. And I totally agree that it makes the league table look a little bit more healthier. Well, a lot more healthier, really. We've still got a game in hand on Norwich. We've got that break coming up, and we've went into that break after a victory. I mean, you can imagine the players, that dressing room will be absolutely bouncing tonight. For once as well, because it's been so... I can imagine how desperate it must have been in there in the last few weeks. So, you know, that they're really stuck at it, like, and they were putting the bodies on the line the day a lot as well. There was a lot of injuries, a lot of people getting hurt, but they kept grafting. You know, it's an absolutely amazing victory. It really, really is. It feels just so good.
I feel as if there's a lot of players that grew into the game as well. I think Joe Willock, I don't think he had a great start of the game, but the longer it went on. Same with Fraser, somebody else. That's Longstaff, when he first came on, he struggled for the first little bit, and then he grew into it, mate. There's so many that just got better and better as that game went on. And like you mentioned, they were running through brick walls, a lot of them. And Ryan Fraser at the end, they could barely stand up. And he's still trying to run on that leg. And what I do want to mention, because there's been a few comments in there, is the penalty shout.
It's a pen.
Exactly. I'm the same as you. It's soft. But if there's somebody, I can't remember because there's loads of comments came in, but there's a few people saying if that was Liverpool or Man City, they're getting that penalty.
Oh, I can't. I actually cannot believe it after seeing the replay that it's not a penalty. Like, I can't believe it. Like, obviously, people might say it's soft, but he 100% his trailing leg catches Saints. There's just no question of that. So that to me, that's a penalty, no doubt about it.
Luckily, didn't come back to bite one the arse.
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't. And I want to also just quickly touch on the goal. Were you worried of VAR at all? Because I really was, personally. I thought, oh, my God.
When I saw, I think it was Chris Wood, when I saw Chris Wood's foot go out, I thought, oh.
Yeah. Because to me, he's offside when the ball's played. And is he interfering with the keeper's view? I wouldn't say view necessarily, but he's involved in the play right at that moment. And I was a bit worried, But I don't care. Obviously, I'm not bothered. And I was actually happy for John Joe because I thought Shelby played brilliant the first half. I thought I thought he was brilliant. He was charging people down. He was winning the ball back in key areas, almost trying to do a complete midfield role, which I know everyone keeps wanting him to do, and necessarily he might not do often enough. But I thought Shelby played really well and deserved his goal. And then it was a bit fortunate. But hey, it's about time we had some luck, isn't it? It's about time we had some luck, man.
Yeah, no, mate, I fully agree. I think John Joe, absolute fantastic game. I thought, once again, Kieran Trippier, great. Some of the touches he was doing and some of the forward passing in just the final third was second to none. And it seemed like the players were actually realising what he was doing this game. When he first came, they were far from that. And it seems like, oh, maybe they've been working on this in training. So make huge improvements across everywhere on the field. And I would say the one thing that did let us down was, yes, we did have quite a few chances today where we couldn't even hit the target. Longstaff on, like you said, Fraser had one. First half, frustrating as ever. Second half, he started to pass the ball a bit more.
He did. And you know, I think there's two or three in my head I'm thinking of now where he released the ball and unfortunately we didn't capitalize on it. But that's what he needs to do, though, right? He needs to that burst of acceleration that he's got, get to in a dangerous area, get your head up and have a look. Because he had one in the second half where he did his normal, like, I'm going to go past you. And he had Fraser wide open but tried to shoot
on the right hand side.
And it's things like that that are obviously very frustrating. And of course, I understand people get annoyed, but there's times where, I mean, the link-up play that he did with that mentioned Fraser's poor effort. I know he was hurt at the time. Wood wins the header. It sticks like glue to St. Maximum, and then St. manages to play in Fraser, and that's the kind of link-up play that you're hoping to get. But I thought Willock doing okay. Oh, he's just said there. I thought he doing all right. Certainly in the second half, back and forwards, up and down the field, carrying the ball better. Trippier did a lovely little pass. I don't know if you've seen it to Fraser where he was on the right hand side, just like chipped it over their left back. And Fraser was in. I thought this is a good chance. So, you know, there was a lot of, don't get us wrong. Listen, let's be fair, right? If Leeds had a scored in the last minute, what we're chatting about now might be a lot different, right? But, because obviously it was far from the finished article. But the one thing you can say is that the graft was 100% there, without question. We created more chances, certainly on the counter attack, which is, I think, what we're suited for. And we've kept a clean sheet, which is also massive, considering while pissing and moaning about how bad our defence is.
Yeah, mate, it's just like it's been a long time coming for us, and we all felt unbelievably deflated after that Watford game. But it's a complete opposite now, mate. We're absolutely buzzing with those 3 points. And, mate, I would have hated to go in this two-week break on the end of a defeat. So it's absolutely fantastic that we've got these 3 points. And a lot of injuries picked up in that game. We don't know how bad they are for the likes of Joe Linton, Ryan Fraser. Lascelles. Probably won't miss him, to be fair, Lascelles. But
yeah, well, I want to quickly ask, how did you think he played? How did you think he played, Lascelles?
Up and down, mate. Very similar to Paul Dummett in the first half. Paul Dummett done some decent things, but done some shocking things as well. So Lascelles for me was the same. Confidence is shocked, absolutely shot with Lascelles. It isn't it? You can clearly see it, mate. But
yeah, I thought he had a ropey opening to the game. I thought he had a ropey opening, but I actually thought he I actually thought he wasn't too bad, to be honest. He was trying to be brave. He was trying to put his head in where it hurts. But we all know the quality's not there. But I thought actually Lascelles was all right. But anyway, I mean, it looks like he's got some kind of maybe thigh, hamstring, something going on there, maybe a groin injury. That could be a while. Joe Linton's looked a pardon. He did try, obviously, to continue, couldn't do it. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Obviously, the lads are away in Saudi. There's a potential friendly in the middle of that. You've then got a transfer window still open, still options to buy. You know, there's an interesting couple of weeks ahead for, like, massively.
There is, mate, but I'm looking forward to the next week and a half. Yeah. What's left of the transfer window? Yeah, just over a week now. Looking forward to see what happens now, because I think, fingers crossed, you're going to be looking at some movement in the transfer window, and you're going to see some new faces come in. There has to be two or three at least, I would have thought, coming in. And we need some decent quality players in there of a high standard. It's going to be tough for the owners to do that, but speaking to Keith Downey like we did last week, he seems pretty confident that we will see a few more come in. Jesse Lingard keeps getting linked. That's going to be something which is going to go down the die in a couple of days at the end of January, that one. Yeah. But, mate, fingers crossed we can bring some quality players in, get that little bit of confidence in the team. Today would have helped massively. Hopefully, the trip to Saudi works fantastic for them in regards to team bonding, something which Eddie Howe's mentioned, that because of COVID, you can't really do much around the training facilities and things like that. So they're off, they go. And fingers crossed, mate, this is the turning point for us.
I hope so. I think I do agree that going into these 2 weeks and going away to Saudi after a victory is just so much better. And I actually think going over there for their facilities, warmer climate, et cetera, I can't see it being a bad thing. I really can't. And listen, everyone that surely understands when we got taken over the way we have and by who, we have to go over there and sort of broadcast who we are, right? And sort of, you know, it's obviously going to happen. Man. Every club does it. If they're owned by Americans, they go to America to showcase what they are and who they are. So it's just a step in that direction. It is what it is. But as you say, going into that 2 weeks, knowing that we've gotten a victory on our belt, it's amazing. It's a great feeling, and everyone, rightfully so, will be buzzing tonight and getting pissed, because I know I am.
I think, mate, I would love to have been in the way end today when that final whistle went, obviously watching on the TV and seeing the absolute scenes and the limbs when Shelby scored that goal, it looked absolutely fantastic, mate. But yeah, thanks everybody for joining with nearly 500 of you. So don't forget to like the video and subscribe to the Gallagher Shots YouTube channel. We appreciate it massively. We will be back on Monday night for the Always Smiling Faces podcast.
Oh, it's going to be a nice happy one on Monday as well.
It is, mate. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be a good one. And hopefully the week after, because I'm sure the Monday after, that will be deadline day. So we might go for a little bit longer on that Monday show as well. Decker love it. Decker loves it.
I'll stay for like two, three hours.
Yeah. but yeah, thanks everybody. Me and Decker are going to go and jump on his boat and sail all the way out of here. Loads of comments about your jumper tonight, mate.
There can't be a bad jumper, surely. There can't be a bad jumper.
Well, somebody said that, have you arrived on your boat? Somebody said you need a log fire behind you. Somebody said something about Wallace and Gromit.
I don't care. It's all good.
See you later.
We won you now. Get in.
Yes.